Catching up here with head coach Steve Richmond, first Princeton Lady Tiger coaches show of the basketball season. Good start for Princeton. Got a victory over Gilman City 9 nights ago. Got a victory, night-wise, it was Tuesday night, 66-38 over Pattonsburg. An old rival from the HDC in the Albany semifinals is tonight at 7:45. South Harrison and Princeton. That'll be a dandy. I say this all the time on tournament week. I wish I could be two places at once. I'd definitely kind of have an eyeball on a Princeton South Harrison. Let's start with that, coach. South Harrison, really good team coming back, some really good size. Does it turn into a game where your backcourt, has some good things going there, and you need to try to control their size a little bit? Is that kind of the matchup tonight?
Well, they do. We played them last year, naturally, and they're just, I think they're a lot better this year. I think they're a lot deeper, and they do. They've got a couple pretty good sized girls inside, and Carter returning who put up big numbers last year. But their guards are a lot better. I think their guards are doing a better job of scoring, a better job of handling the ball, better job of finding open people. So, that part of it's going to be a challenge for us. Not only are they pretty big, their guards are doing a really nice job this year. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Pattonsburg, I've heard that the Pattonsburg girls are decent this year, and you handle them pretty well. 66-38 on Tuesday. What went well for your team in that game, Coach?
Well, we got out and run a little bit. We're trying to keep the pace picked up in a lot of the games we're playing and see if we can wear some teams out. But we're not overly deep ourselves. But they did lose a pretty good player. They had a girl go out with knee injury first game of the year. So they lost one of their better kids. So they're going to have to find themselves a little bit. They're going to have to find some kids who's going to step up and score. And the girl that went out was one of their leading scorers. So. They're just going to have to find a new identity, but I thought we did the things we had to do and handled the way we should have.
Well, I think, obviously, if you look at your team and you look at Damon's team, Damon has, a really good player coming back in Talon Holt. You're going to have a lot of eyeballs on him, and, a year bigger, stronger, those things. So I asked him just about where he's better, and we kind of get in that discussion. We've had this discussion with you in the past, too, about how you just... You get a year older, you have experience, the game kind of slows down. And I know she's still only a sophomore, but do you kind of sense that the game's slowing down for Addie Henke a little bit for your basketball team, Coach?
Yeah, she does special talent. I mean, you coach a lot of years and you see a kid. And the great thing about what Addie does is Addie's an extremely talented young lady and has a lot, but she works her tail off. And sometimes you find, kids, when they're so talented, so young, they know they're good and they don't continue to work too hard at it. Addie's not that kid. She's going to be the hardest worker in practice, and she's going to make sure everyone else is working hard. And she's a gamer. She's a kid. You don't have kids like her all that often as a coach, and I'm fortunate to have one like that.
Yeah, against Gilman City last Tuesday, we were talking about, I thought it was 36. You said you had her for 38 after you did some checking with stats and here and there. I don't care if it's 36 or 38. That's a pretty good way to start your sophomore season.
Yeah, she just was dominant. She gets out and runs the floor real. And I suppose she probably now has to look back. She probably had five or six assists with that as well to just make some good passes. And what she's going to do good this year and going to have to make sure she does is she's going to be the focal point of a lot of team defenses. So, that's going to open a lot of other things up for our other players. And she'll find that. And I think, she's going to buy into that. She's not about, I got to do this. She's about the team winning, and if it takes them to double team her for our other people to be open, then she's going to be happy for that. So she just does a lot of things well, and I think it's making everyone else around her better.
She certainly has the potential to be a combo guard, but I think as a coach, the easy thing to do with her is that's her point guard. She can score. She can handle the ball. She can get all people involved, put her at a one. But she's just as good if you put her off the ball. And I know she plays a lot of shooting guard, some two guard for you, and she's really good at that position too.
Well, she's really good off the dribble, and she gets to the basket, and she's just not some little frail kid. She's been in the weight room all summer, and she's worked, and she can get to the basket and finish and draw the contact and still finish with the contact. And again, she could run several different positions for us, shoots the ball decent outside, but her strength is getting to the basket.
I don't know. I know that they have a poll before the season, but if you look at the GRC and you just look at the teams in the East, I don't know who I would pick. And if I remember right, I think there were three teams that were all within like a point, and I think you guys got the one nod. But this is going to be, once you get into GRC competition with that home game with Trenton here in a couple weeks, this is going to be a really hotly contested, really closely contested race.
Well, and it is, and you know, you can always look at polls, and the kids kind of like it more than I do. I think sometimes you get a poll like that, it kind of puts an albatross around your neck. You're dragging something around that you really don't want. And, you know, at the end of the year is when we want to be at the top of the poll. But again, they asked me where I thought it was going to end up. You had to send predictions in, and I said I think there's about four teams that could win this thing, and I really believe that. I think South Harrison is really good. I think Milan's going to have another really good year. I think Polo's going to have a good year. I think we're going to compete. So I think anybody, that can come in, and the top four or five anyway, is going to be able to compete.
So we talked about Addie, and obviously, she's going to be a key player for you this year. But you mentioned your supporting cast, because it can't all be all Addie and have, the sort of season that you want. Your supporting cast around Addie, the other four starters in your bench, where has that group gotten better just as a whole this year, Coach?
Well, part of what I think we're better at is they're not learning new stuff. You know, as a new coach last year, they were learning six new offenses and four new defensive sets and press breaks and press offenses. And so they're not having to learn all that stuff this year. Everything's kind of, we're having to refresh it, but they know kind of what I expect. They know how I coach. So that's a huge step for us, just not having to the newness of me. And again, the chemistry, those kids are starting to find, they know when they're going to cut. They know when they're going to be spotted up on the wing out there. So those type of things that you don't really think about until you see kids grow with it are better this year. And, we talked about, Mackenzie Duncan's a senior this year, and she kind of comes over to me sometimes frustrated. Well, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. She's kind of the bearings of the whole operation. She kind of keeps everything smooth, and she just knows the game really well, and she's smart, and she just keeps everybody else kind of doing what they're supposed to be doing, even though the numbers don't show it. She's a huge, huge asset to us. And we talked before we had the interview, Grace Kelly had 18 the other night, and she's just stronger. She's just a lot more physical and not afraid. Last year we talked to them about, you have two options inside. You can hit or you can be hit. And, I said, I know when I played, I'd like to be the one laying the hit on rather than wait for somebody to hit me. So she's kind of taken that to heart, and she puts the hit on some people this year, just making contact and moving herself around in there. Claire Buckler shooting the ball, she's doing a good job shooting the ball for us. And, probably the biggest surprise for us is Gracie Alna. She played for us last year, a little bit green, but this year she's come and she knows the offense is a lot better. And she's just a long athletic kid and does a lot of stuff for us that really you don't realize till, wow, Gracie had seven rebounds and four assists and 8 points. So, she's kind of been an unknown that stepped up for us this year.
If you just look at your schedule, I know you have a couple of games that are probably winnable games, East Harrison and North Harrison at home early next week, but you got Mercer at home on the 9th. You got, an above-average Trenton team on the 13th. You got South Harrison tonight. Maybe you see Platte Valley on Saturday. Your team has improved this year. I think, we've kind of, figured that out, but you're really going to be tested. You have a really good, challenging schedule here in the month of December.
Well, and we do, and that's good for us. My wife and I even talked the other night, you don't want to just play teams you're going to beat by 30 every night, and I agree. You want to play some teams that's going to expose you. Not you don't like to lose, but you like to find out where you need to get better, and Mercer's going to expose some things. Even our draw on Holiday Hoops, Santa Fe, I think they won their first game 75-7 or something, and the next one 50-something to 9 or 10. We got a tough December month coming up, but that makes us better, and I think, we're better, and I'm anxious to see how we compete against some of these better teams.
Yeah, one way or the other, I'll kind of say the same thing that I said with Coach Collins. Princeton is going to play Saturday. The question is when. The third-place game Saturday is 10 in the morning. Championship is 1 o'clock in the afternoon over at Albany, and you have number 1 seed Platte Valley, number 4 seed King City in a semifinal at 4:45 this afternoon. Coach, appreciate catching up with you. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
That sounds great. Thank you.